Across the street here stands the Wentworth Model Dwellings, a large property that today houses shops and restaurants, but that in the 1880s housed 222 apartments, nearly all filled with Jewish tenants. Take a look at the doorway between numbers 40 and 41. This is the very doorway that Jack the Ripper came to almost immediately after murdering Catherine Eddowes. Around an hour after Catherine Eddowes' body was found in Mitre Square, P.C. Alfred Long was casually walking along this street, and right in front of that entranceway he stumbled across a bloody piece of cloth, later determined to be a shred taken from Catherine's apron. And written in red chalk next to this entryway were the words, "The Jews, spelled J-U-W-E-S, are the men that will not be blamed for nothing." This is one of the only clues discovered during the period Jack the Ripper was active, and its true origins and intent confounded investigators in the 1880s and is still confounding us today. To understand this message, we need to understand the area we are in. You're currently standing in one of the most culturally diverse neighborhoods in London, and it has been so for centuries. 2,000 years ago, the Romans took this area away from the indigenous people when they and their armies moved in. In the 1700s, French Huguenots, fleeing persecution in Catholic France, came by the thousands to this area. In the 1800s, it was the Jewish community that came flooding into the East End, and it is they who populated this area for well over the next century. So many Jews lived in this part of town that the street you are standing on, Wentworth Street, had over 15 kosher butchers in 1888, and this building, the Wentworth Dwellings, was a Jewish tenement. The 1880s also saw huge immigration from Ireland, those fleeing their country en route to a better life in the United States, who would stop here to find work and earn the money they would need to take them to their new lives across the Atlantic Ocean. Then, in the 1970s, fleeing persecution in East and West Pakistan, the Bangladeshi immigrants began to arrive, many of whom still live here today. So as you see, the East End has been a draw for immigrants from all across the globe spanning back centuries. And as these waves of immigration ebbed and flowed, it could oftentimes create explosive outcomes. Wentworth Street was a boiling pot of racial tension in the 1880s. Anti-Semitism was rife, with native British citizens competing for the same jobs and housing as their immigrant counterparts. So when Detective Chief Inspector Aberline and Commissioner Charles Warren were alerted to this chalk-written message, quote, "The Jews, J-U-W-E-S, are the men that will not be blamed for nothing," they immediately order it to be scrubbed off the wall, and rejected the idea that a photograph should be taken first. The police were fearful that this message would spark a riot in the streets. With such widespread anti-Semitism and the writing of this message on a building inhabited nearly entirely by Jewish people, it can be looked as a moderately understandable decision to have been made. However, today it is a clear destruction of crime scene evidence and a guaranteed way to spread animosity between the two police forces operating in Victorian London. The City of London Police hadn't even arrived at the scene to look at the message before it was wiped from the walls, which, as you can imagine, did not go down well. The City Police were outraged. Catherine Eddowes was killed within the districts of the City of London, and this bloody piece of apron and messages were crucial to their investigation, despite the fact that this street was technically in the jurisdiction of the Metropolitan Force. So with no real evidence left behind, we are left only with contemporary reports and theories, no official police records. And what can we learn from what we are left with? Not a lot. Theories abound surrounding this graffiti. Most people in 1880s Whitechapel were illiterate. Does that mean Jack the Ripper wasn't working class, but did, in fact, have an education? Then again, the double negative in the sentence structure isn't recognized in English grammar, so does that mean the Ripper was translating from his own language? French, Yiddish, or Polish, perhaps? And why was Jews spelt incorrectly? Because the author didn't know how to spell it? Or because J-U-I-V-S is how it's spelled in French? Or was it part of a Masonic conspiracy? The Jews referring to Jubala, Jubalo, and Jubellum, three men who killed Hiram Abiff, a legendary Masonic figure. Or maybe the message was a red herring, designed to throw investigators off his trail by focusing attention on the Jewish community. Or did the message have nothing to do at all with Jack the Ripper? Sure, a shred of Catherine Eddowes' apron was found underneath it, but that could be a coincidence. Maybe this message wasn't from the killer, but from somebody else. A regular person who just wanted to harass the residents of this tenement, and the fact that Catherine's apron was found nearby was simply happenstance. Maybe it was accidentally dropped by the killer as he walked by, paying no attention to the words on the walls as he strolled past. The truth is that it's unlikely we'll ever get answers to any of these questions. All police investigations were inconclusive, and almost 150 years on, we are still none the wiser. So what information did the police retrieve from the crime scene? One important thing. The piece of apron found here showed that the bloodied blade of a knife had been swiped against it. The pattern of the knife blade appeared to be that belonging to a type of knife used in surgical amputations. So at the very least, this suggested to the police that Jack the Ripper had access to surgical weapons. With New Goulston Street at your back, turn left onto Goulston Street. Keep walking, and Goulston Street turns into Bell Lane. Keep following until you see Frying Pan Alley on your left. Just past this, still on Bell Street, on your left-hand side, is the old workhouse.